Aloha, Kehlani.
Aloha, sunshine.
Aloha, starshine.
Aloha, sunshine, and aloha, listeners.
Aloha, listeners. Welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge, the tiki bar that lives in your head.
In your head.
I was going to do that, and I thought to myself, how many times have we done that over
the last
50 years? And maybe I shouldn't, but then you did it, and I feel better.
No, it only happens when Kehlani's here.
I do it every time.
It was in my head.
Well, I was in your head.
It's supposed to be in your head.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking the Zen Tiki Lounge Mai Tai.
Very tasty. Yummy,
For any of our listeners who don't remember, follow the Trader Vic's 1944 recipe. The only modifications are, per drink, a splash of pineapple juice. Mm-hmm. And a splash is like half an ounce. It's not very much. And then about 3 drops of orange blossom water. Mm. So orange blossom water is and was always put in the good orgés.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them
back
now.
Back in the day.
It's orange blossomless.
It's orange blossom chemical.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want that.
No. Orange chemical.
So follow the Vic's 44 recipe and just add a splash of pineapple juice and 3 drops of orange blossom water, and voila.
And it is very tasty.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've been here.
Yeah.
I think we're going to say that every time from now on.
I think we should, even if it's been like 2 days.
Yes. Oh, it has been a long time, though. And what I just have to say.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm really enjoying about this Mai Tai is that, listeners, just before he was finishing this up, the dark passenger went out to Sunshine's little garden and picked the mint fresh. And when you sip
the
Mai Tai
rain.
In the spring, and
it
is raining.
In the gentle spring rain. As the squirrels planted the peanuts in your planter.
Yeah.
Yes. And
the fucking squirrels are out of control.
I love the squirrels.
I know, it's so cute, though.
It's adorable.
They're so cute. They're tree rats.
Yes.
So, listeners,
Sunshine
I have a...
Sunshine and I are fans of the squirrels.
Yes.
Well, I'm... no.
Fans and defenders.
I'm not a fan.
No, she meant Starshine. I'm a fan of
the squirrels. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean Starshine.
But I know there are protected
Sunshine
species.
Sunshine is not.
Sunshine wants to caddyshack the squirrels. But
yes, he does.
Yeah.
I had a chance to kill one a few weeks ago. Well, here's what happened. Okay, so we have a neighbor who goes around.
You lost me at I had a chance to kill
and
one.
And she gives nuts to the squirrels. And so they have like whole walnuts, whole peanuts, and they're like half burying them in my plants. And they make the dog bark and they drive the cat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of these squirrels, as I was driving out of our property, one of the squirrels had a full-size peanut in its mouth and it was going to run across the parkway to the other side. And I instinctively stopped, but had I kept going, we would have one less squirrel.
Right. And you would be sad. You would miss it putting those peanuts in your planner
it
and flipping you
fault.
Off as it does it.
It would be your fault if you didn't try, if stop and you could have.
Yeah.
It would be your fault.
But who would know?
You would
know
be haunted by that squirrel for the rest of your life.
Yeah, your karma would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in your next life, you would be an ant and someone would trample you.
Although to be trampled, you probably won't feel it if you're an ant, right?
That's
just true. Like you're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay, then it'd have to be worse. Yeah. You would be a squirrel and someone wouldn't stop and run your ass down.
Right.
So we're enjoying a Mai Tai. We have a few things to discuss this week. We have an interesting proposition from a listener.
Yes, yes.
We have some listener mail.
Yes.
We have some
We
chat.
Have an appropriate proposition.
Yeah, we have a
yes,
we have
it's
a
not
chat.
Inappropriate proposition.
We'll chat
I don't
a bit
like it if it's appropriate.
About Tiki Caliente, which is coming up very quickly.
Woo, woo, woo.
We're literally just like a month and 3 days out now.
Yeah. We're excited.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the listener mail and we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Tiki mail.
Ooh. Is that gluten-free tiki mail?
Yeah, I'm gluten-free now, so I don't want to look at the mail if it has gluten in it.
Yeah.
This sack is full of gluten.
Oh damn
it. Oh,
all right, well,
damn. Well,
I'll start tomorrow then.
Sorry.
Yeah, I have some gluten.
Oh.
Okay, this
gluten.
First one comes from someone who I'm sure did not give us his real name. But I'll let you be the judge of that.
Okay.
This is from Blaine T. Perump.
Okay.
All right.
So it's Blaine from Pahrump, Nevada?
I don't know.
Or Pahrump. Okay. Blaine Pahrump.
Oh, it Blaine just Trump. Says Blaine T. Pahrump.
Pahrump. Okay, Pahrump.
Aloha, ZTL.
Like a pterodactyl.
Yeah. I need to share something and need your help. Do I have a problem? Probably.
Mm-hmm. If you're asking yourself.
I moved into a new home, nice 1,700 square foot home in New Mexico, all to myself.
Nice. Well, he's not in Nevada.
I have an open floor plan and decided to use the extension off of the kitchen that opens onto a large outdoor patio as a tiki space.
Ooh, lovely.
I moved in 6 months ago and I've already spent $17,000 on furniture, art pieces, and vintage collectibles for the space.
Wow.
And anything else I can get my hands on
eBay. It's
good
to eBay. Have a, I mean, he's motivated.
Okay, so.
I love my space, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but just curious, is this way more than most people spend? Do I have a problem?
Probably, okay. Yes.
I have an answer for this. Okay. It'll solve it all. If that $17,000 is something that you can afford and you're not like in debt for that $17,000, it doesn't matter what other people are spending. If you're happy with your space and you like it and it's within your budget and it's what you can afford, enjoy it.
I would say.
I feel pretty much the same because I know Starshine's mom spends more than that to redecorate the house regularly.
Well, she's got and a, on purses she's got annually. A hobby. She's got a hobby. Yeah.
And on purses annually.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I would say that, I mean, I probably because I am the offspring of my mother, I am a furniture snob, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if you have the money to spend it on nice stuff and you're going to like that nice stuff for years to come, I don't think yeah. that you're overspending. I mean,
and if it's collectibles and things that may even appreciate, well, then, hey, you've made an investment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully he bought some stuff that's like actual bamboo or rattan
well,
or wicker.
Well, I mean,
wicker,
if he's going to say he spent $17,000 on IKEA, then maybe he...
A Wicco yeah, piece. Yeah, 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 if it's like all IKEA, you failed.
Yeah, but if you're buying stuff that... You know, has some history, or even if it's really nice modern furniture, and I yeah. don't know if it's good stuff, and you're gonna like it for a long time, then no, you don't have a problem.
Yeah,
yeah.
So and I think we agree that you probably don't have
right,
a problem.
Right.
But,
yeah, it's a
but
new
why
space?
Didn't you send pictures?
Oh, yeah. I would no, love I mean, I, to I, see he's, the pictures.
I wonder how many. Now he could have a problem if he spent that on one thing, right? He sends a picture.
But
and it's
I
just
don't
a,
know because if he's a millionaire, you know, if he's got an income of you know several hundred thousand a year or right. something,
no,
then
I,
that's nothing.
I paraphrase because he said that he spent it on collectibles as well, mugs, okay. records, okay. Anything he could get his hands on at estate sales. So
ooh,
there's probably
sales?
Some vintage in there.
Oh, there's good stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's not a waste. If as long as you're not going into debt for it, then yeah, it's not too much. And if it makes you happy and makes you enjoy yeah. your home and your space.
Yeah.
So and if you want to send pictures, we would love to see them.
Spend another $20,000 and then call us on the I rest think, on the yes. other half of the house. That's Blaine. One room.
And I think all three of us appreciate interior shots, especially with tiki themes.
Blaine, send us some pictures and then
yeah.
we can really judge
yeah, we need
judge
to judge
you.
The pictures, yeah. I think. Don't just tell us you spent $17,000 mm-hmm. without backup to that.
Yeah. We'll tell you if it's a problem. Yeah. If you see anything from Party City or, you know.
Yeah, it's all plastic tiki yeah. masks.
Okay, now, this
like,
next
who'd
one.
Who'd you buy those off of?
This next Rainbow one comes from Chuck from the Bay Area.
Okay, Chuck.
I'm assuming he said Bay Area because he doesn't want us to locate him because the Bay Area is huge.
I know, there's mm-hmm. so few Chucks, I think we're still going to be able to
hey
find
there.
Him.
I have listened for just 6 months, but have gone back in time to catch up on some of the older episodes. That was your mistake. In one episode, Sunshine was talking about the core rums to have behind the bar. Mm. What about the glasses? I have a few friends over every once in a while.
Good question.
So a set of four is perfect. Mm-hmm. Which glasses should I invest in? Do you suggest any brands or sites I should get them on? Mm-hmm. Pumpkin, you are my favorite, but you are also fun, Chuck. Well,
I have a follow-up question to that. What year was that podcast? And has your four essential rums changed?
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely has. Yes.
Okay.
And I have an answer. You need four Zen Tiki Lounge Rocks glasses.
You do.
Yeah.
And you can go to ZenTikiLounge.com, mm-hmm. click on the store link, and pick up some of those glasses.
That was a good lead-in. That was good lead-in.
Because there are still many, many, many cases in my garage.
Yeah. And I will tell you that we have four and we use them. And
we're using them right now.
We're using them right now, mm-hmm. and they're excellent glasses, and they always look good with a cocktail in mm-hmm. them.
Run them through the dishwasher as many times as you want. They won't fade.
No.
Yeah, the glass is actually very nice, and they have a nice weight to
them.
What
are your four rums now?
Oh, no, well, we got to do glasses.
Okay, I thought you did. I thought you were talking about Antique Lounge glasses.
That'll be our addendum at the
end. No. Okay, so you do need a double rocks glass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that just happens to be our signature glasses. Yes. But you can get any double rocks glasses you want. This is going to be a shorter glass. It's going to be somewhat wide with a heavy base at the bottom, and that makes it a little mm-hmm. spill proof.
Yeah.
But the most important thing about these is you want them to be narrower at the bottom than top so you can stack them.
Yep.
Because you don't, this is like the one glass that you can stack.
Right. Yeah. And so you want that space.
Yeah. You can put one stack of four of these in the place where you're going to put one glass of the other ones I'm going to recommend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you need some double rocks glasses, not a single rocks glass. Yeah. That's a shot glass.
Do you need a highball? It's a big shot glass.
Do you
need a highball?
So yeah, the next glass you're going to need is a highball or a zombie. Mm-hmm. So a highball glass is shorter than a zombie, but it's a tall, narrow, straight-edged glass. Mm-hmm. The zombie would be the taller one, which I actually probably would recommend the zombie over the mm-hmm. highball because you can make a highball in a zombie.
True.
And you just, you know, you fill it you make 1.5 drinks in it. So you need the zombie. The next glass that I really think you need is what I call a fancy glass. And so this is like your hurricane.
A fufu glass.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is your hurricane glass. Uh-huh. It's got the curves. Double curve.
Yes,
It's got an actual base to it mm-hmm. that is like fused to the bottom of the first round. Mm-hmm. You know what a hurricane glass is. And so mm-hmm. those are great for, obviously, for hurricanes. They're good for
pina colada.
Yes. They're good for anything blended if you do that.
Yes.
And they're just good for nice, juicy pool drinks.
Yeah, they look pretty. And they're cute. And they you feel fancy when you're at the pool.
Yeah.
Glass.
Even though I'm not a fan of them, you could even put a margarita in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ed, I was just going to say that. I don't have a full set of marg glasses. Yeah. I have a set of two.
Yeah.
So if we have margaritas here, you're having them in a hurricane.
I think it's better to have them in a hurricane. I think those margarita glasses, you know, you have a couple margaritas, those glasses, you're spilling them. The hurricane glass is better.
Yeah. And if your margarita is not blended, you're doing it on the rocks, and then you can do that in the double rocks glass.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need margarita glasses.
And a lot of bars now
don't serve them in that.
They don't serve them in the margarita glass.
They serve them in this kind of the double
they're
rocks.
They're as tired of you spilling the drink and asking for more as you are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, now, do you need a martini glass? No, you need a coupe.
I would just say the
coupe is better.
Mm-hmm. The coupe is better. It's more elegant. Less, but it's basically the original martini glass. And it has sides that round up and go flat instead of being V'd off at the top so that everything sloshes the fuck out.
Right, it's annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I pride myself in being able to walk around a cruise ship with a martini glass without spilling, but still, I'll take a coupe any day.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, I think I'm right?
Now, there's one last glass
I like to sit at home and put my Diet Coke in a coupe.
Really?
I do.
No way.
I do. When the little senator was small, he used to like to drink up. We used to put his soda in a coupe also.
And a coupe is also good if you, another thing I'm not a fan of, but champagne.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have a champagne flute, but a coupe is nice.
A coupe is better because it's the bubbles are better in there. You're supposed to drink it out of a coupe, not a.
And you get the, it gives you the service area for the aroma.
Now, one of the most important glasses you're going to need in a tiki bar are tiki mugs.
Yes, I was going to say. I hope we're not leaving that out.
I am a big fan of don't get matchy-matchy tiki mugs.
Right.
Get 4, 5, 6 different tiki mugs. And this is the one where if you're going to have more, because we're doing sets of 4 for Chuck, right? But if you're going to have one set where you have like 6, 8, or 10, go for the tiki mugs.
Right.
These are not the super collectible mugs. These are the mugs where, like, if somebody breaks it, you're not going to be mad.
You're not going
to cry. Right.
Right. But you don't want them to be, like, too low bar. Like, the ones where, like, they made a gabillion of them. And the ceramic coating is so thin that, you know, you can't
and
even hand
super
wash them.
They're, like, glossy.
Unless you have a friend who's super untrustworthy and breaks everything. Then give them that one.
But what I would say, when you are developing your little collection of the tiki mugs that you actually drink out of regularly, try to find ones that all hold relatively the same number of ounces.
Right, that'll be easier.
Because then it's easier to make your drinks. So a tiki mug that holds between 8 and 10 ounces is ideal. So it's not going to be one of those jumbo ones. And you can get them in sets that are those, you know, that have those, that have that volume. But I like just, you know, mix and match your tiki mugs.
Can I make a suggestion?
Of course. No.
If you are partnered.
If you are coupled with somebody.
If you are coupled with someone, or you are someone who likes to have, you know, entertain, I'm just going to say get a bowl.
Oh, a bowl.
Oh, a tiki bowl.
A tiki bowl for tiki bowl drinks, you know. Figure out how to light that shit on fire or something.
So when it comes to you and the dark passenger, which one of you sucks down more of the drink before the other gets as much as they want?
I'm sure it's the dark passenger.
It's actually me.
Is it?
Oh. Well, it depends on the drink.
And with my husband and I, it's me.
It's usually, I would say it's, it would be, okay, chips and guacamole, it's me. Tiki drinks, mostly it's me, but everything else it's him.
What about ceviche? Who is it?
Oh, it's me because he doesn't eat fish.
So it's you for everything.
No, but he doesn't eat it. It's just all mine. He
What about mini grilled cheese sandwich bucket?
That would be him.
Yeah, barbecue,
French fries, barbecue, would be him. Chicken nuggets, or some little chickeny
barbecue
thing. That would be him.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be him.
All right. Well, if you want to ask us a question here at the Zen Tiki Lounge, send that to mail@ZenTikiLounge, and you know we might just discuss it here. If you want to ask me something private, I can do that.
What is your four? You didn't tell me your four rums, because I am curious.
Oh, all right.
Your four rums.
So, my silver rum, has changed so many times over the years, and I really, really like, and it's very geographical. You really can't get it very many places. Mm-hmm. It is called SoCal Silver Rum.
Snootie.
It is made right here in Orange County.
Okay.
It has a sweet aroma, but some Jamaican funk to the taste.
Ooh.
And I really like it. But I feel that you
Are
also...
Are you looking at it right now? Where is it?
It's right there.
At the CNC?
Well, we're at the pause here, we'll let you have a sniff.
The CNC Music Factory?
Okay. Yeah, behind the CNC.
Right. Okay.
Then you need a rum agricole. And this Clement is one of my favorites. It's one of the most easy to find. So that's a rum agricole, and that's like kind of an amber, but as far as the color goes, but it has those burnt sugarcane notes.
I like that.
So you need to have one of those.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
This is a lay person question.
Uh-huh.
Is that like a rum with an H?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Room.
Room.
Yeah, the room.
And I just came back from Martinique and other islands, so I have many rooms back there. That's why I made that one drink called A Room with a View.
View. So clever.
I love it.
Okay, so we have our silver, we have our agricole, and then you need a dark Jamaican, and my favorite is Karuba.
Mm-hmm.
So it's light on the funk, but it's definitely heavy on the molasses and flavor and aroma.
Okay.
It's great mixed in a drink, which you are drinking right now. It's also a nice float.
Oh,
so you've got to have that dark. Okay, now, this is the one that is a bit controversial, but I do in my core four, I have a spiced rum.
I do like a spiced rum, though.
Yeah,
but
I would agree.
It's my own spice rum.
Of course.
I mean, if it's the best.
But for me, it would be the same.
But we're going to talk about who is sponsoring our room party at Tiki Caliente, who offers a spiced rum that I have not tried yet. And I was really hoping that the shipment was going to arrive by today so that we would be testing one of the drinks for the room party right now.
We might have to come back
next week. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We do.
And those are the folks from 9 North.
Okay.
Ooh, and, I haven't tried
And
it
I'm going to tell
yet.
You more about that rum because it's part of the show and I have the notes. But I use my own spice rum, which is very, very spicy. That's why I call it Sunshine's very spicy rum. But if you don't want a spice rum to be one of your core, then you need a really nice aged rum.
Thank you. I was hoping you were gonna say that.
Well, yes. But I try to say things that are more approachable to people.
Yeah.
This one's tough because, again, mine is spiced, but that's not necessarily what I tell people. So for me, it is that bottle right there. Smith & Cross.
Smith & Cross.
Yes.
Okay.
Smith & Cross is not, it's their standard blue label with gold. It's not too high priced that the average person would want to buy it. It has a very astringent aroma. Like I like to say, it's almost like there's a little bit of that like fresh Band-Aid aroma.
But it's got some old man hand.
It's got some fruity notes.
Now you're going
it's got
into some, gin territory.
It's got some fruity notes.
You're going into penicillin territory.
But it's very astringent. And so
gin is, as I've said before, gin to me is grandfather's medicine cabinet.
But I think scotch is like that too.
Oh, scotch is worse.
Like I like a penicillin, right?
Yeah.
And that smells like old man Band-Aid.
Yeah, if you forced me one on me, it would totally be the gin over the scotch. Because the scotch would just make me want to.
All right, well, we're going to.
I love the gin.
But I want to say.
All right, you can say.
But if you have room for a fifth one,
A
navy rum. I really love
I mean, I have several.
But I also, I love like a.
But see, the reason I don't say a navy rum is because it's not called for in a lot of drinks, but you can use it.
But I like to sub it for things that have drinks that it's called for.
Do you prefer the Lost Spirits or the Pussers?
Well, I use Pussers, whatever. I use it in I love a painkiller, right?
You sure do, and I don't.
Yeah. Right? Blech. Yeah. So I would use the Pussers in there, but I wouldn't use the Lost Spirits one because I feel like the Lost Spirits one, like, okay.
But they're about the same price.
Killer. Right, but I do like a painkiller.
But it's hard to get the Lost Spirits.
Exactly. Yes. And so I consider the Lost Spirits to be a little bit more top shelf than the Pussers rum.
Mm.
Right?
Like 3-1.
Thank you. Okay, good. I'm like, am I the only one? Okay, but at the same time, like I hate to say it, and I'm not trying to diss my painkillers.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's not a top shelf drink. It's just not.
No, it's
at
not.
At all.
No,
it's fun. You put in a hurricane glass and sit outside with an umbrella.
It's coconut cream and juice.
Yeah.
It's not a top shelf.
It was so my best.
I wouldn't want to put the.
It was my best mediocre cocktail for COVID.
Yeah. But I will say I can't drink as many as I used to. I just can't handle all that.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Rich.
You can't handle the sugar anymore.
Wilford Brimley is in the back going, diabetes.
I've kind of found as I got older that I don't want any kind of sweet drink at all anymore.
Mm. I'm with you.
Right. Nothing
this
sweet.
Mai Tai is about as sweet.
Oops, sorry. And
this Mai Tai is about as sweet as I want.
I was just going to say, this Mai Tai is about as sweet as I want.
And it's still more on the sour side.
Right,
but
it is.
Yes.
I just can't. I just don't. I look at menus now and I'm like, I don't want anything on
here. So my favorite drink at home for a long time has been a Manhattan. I'm having to make it drier and drier. So less sweet vermouth. Because in my elder years, I haven't hit 50 yet, clear. My body is saying, less sugar, dude.
Well, now you understand, like, when you saw black and white movies of the 60s and they're all fucking drinking martinis when they get home. So they're all in their 50s and they don't want sugar anymore.
All the sugar from their youth has come.
Give me black coffee and vodka.
Right. Perfect.
All right, we'll be right back here in the Zen Tiki Lounge with so much more. We are back here in the Zen Tiki Lounge.
Yes, we are.
And we're going to try something different for us.
Uh-huh.
So, Kehlani.
Yes.
You brought in this brand of canned beverage. This one happens to be a tropical Mai Tai spritz.
Yes, it is.
And we're not as concerned about the taste as what else is in the
spritz. Yeah, so it has 2 milligrams of THC and 2 milligrams of CBD in a 6-ounce can.
Right.
Yes. And I'll just say, you know, as you know, my cousin, and listeners may not know, but my cousin has a cannabis skincare line.
Yeah, and her
that is excellent.
Excellent, and I'm sad that she's not selling the oil anymore. Because
they will be soon.
It does not smell like a Mai Tai.
So my question is, does it have alcohol in it, or is it just a flavored seltzer, flavored Mai Tai flavor?
This is like an alcohol alternative.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
With cannabis.
Yeah. It's mainly there for the THC and the cannabis, right?
It also may have gotten a little frozen.
We can share because Kehlani I'm not a big fan of THC, so.
All right, here. So try this.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have a couple sips because apparently Samurai and I are going on an adventure after this, and I don't need to be high as a kite.
No, you don't.
No.
And it's only 2 milligrams for the whole can, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll put the information on the website.
I usually like to be high as a kite at home when I'm about to go to bed or at a concert, so not just going around.
Oh, that's interesting, but that's not a Mai Tai.
It's not even close to a Mai Tai.
Not even close. It's very florally.
It's just, it's actually, it's floral. The aroma is very floral.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And actually, oh, there it is. So yeah. Is the taste.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way it tastes at all.
It comes off.
But soapy. It doesn't taste skunky.
Yeah, soapy. Soapy.
Yeah, a little soapy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I get that. I mean, it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's not, I could sit and sip it.
Yeah. But don't ask me to expect a Mai Tai.
Uh-oh. Yeah. They could have called it Orangina. Something.
It could literally just be a citrus spritzer.
Yeah, they could have said citrus spritzer because it does not taste like a Mai Tai at all.
Uh-uh.
And it definitely has a soapy taste to it.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the floral.
But yeah, qualities. That's what I'm saying. It's the floral. It is. Now, when we say soap, it's not like when you're a child and if your parents put soap in your mouth for saying a bad word, it's not like the ivory bar soap.
No.
No, but it does have like that floral.
Hand soap.
Like soap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Odd.
Yeah, that's the cannabis.
So we're apparently not. I mean, well, if I was drinking one of these in lieu of alcohol and I had a pleasant buzz from it, I don't know yet, but
right. Then I would continue drinking them, right?
But there's other flavors because you brought a Long Island iced tea.
I brought another flavor.
I wonder if you mixed it with club soda, if it would kind of
cut it
a little bit, you know?
Hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It almost has like a quality also of like it's to settle your stomach.
Right.
Oh, like a bitters and soda.
It's very carbonated.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
But like a bitters and soda almost, right? Like,
all right. So we have something different for you this episode. So we have a longtime listener of the podcast, goes by Cyber Tiki. And he is a 50-year-old cis divorced with two kids. He's a big reader, mildly obsessed with pub trivia, and was voted most intellectual in high school.
Oh, those are voted, all good details.
I was voted most likely to become a priest.
Were you?
That worked out well. I was. Well.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wasn't voted most likely for anything.
And he is attending Tiki Kalanta for the first time after, like, you know, all these years of listening to the podcast. He's finally attending.
Yeah, he's been a fan. He's been a listener of ours for at least, 10 years maybe?
And so he has ended up with an extra ticket. So he was coming with somebody and things changed. And so now he's coming stag.
Right. And stag. I haven't heard that in a long time.
And he came to us and he said, hey, I want this ticket to be used. I want my wristband to be used. Maybe it would be fun to do kind of like a blind date.
Right, that would be fun.
And so we talked a bit, and the ladies and I talked a bit, and we think we've come up with something. Mm-hmm. So Cyber Tiki will be attending. He says in the past he's dated people from anywhere from 37 to 52. That's a good range for him. And he has a good job. And we were thinking, you know, maybe we could help him meet up with somebody and that person would get the wristband, but there's no obligation. Right. So you are not staying
it's not
in
like
his,
you, have to have date night.
You are not staying in his room.
No.
Right.
We're talking
it's
about
just the wristband.
The drink would be in a very public, it would be at the event, right?
Yeah. So what do you,
that's very busy public place. So
if we have a lady listener out there who
if you're
is
nervous,
thinking like,
we could all have a group date together.
Well, I can find a place to stay.
Yeah.
I can find a place to stay and I would love to take you up on the wristband offer. And all we're going to ask is that you meet us on Friday at 11 or noon, depending on when we record the live podcast at Les Fern. And that be when you meet Cyber Tiki. We have a drink. That could be it.
Right.
The wristband is yours for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah,
exactly.
If there's more, that's fine. That's wonderful. But there's
really...
And you
can meet our friend there because our friend will be recording with us. And
Lock eyes over a computer.
Maybe.
Yeah. And your hard drives will get revving. You don't know.
Hard drives will get what?
Revving.
Revving?
Revving up.
Revving.
Like revved up,
you mean? I'm trying to be cheesy with computer tech. Can you just let me...
Just give it to her.
Let me download. Let it go.
I would like to upgrade your operating
Thank
system.
Thank you. There you go.
How
See?
About, how about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes. We need all the puns for this.
You need to...
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to take you from dial-up to 500 megs.
If you're looking for a free
or gigs,
software
or whatever
update,
the kids are doing
these days.
You need
to update your app.
Yeah. Maybe you're unlucky in love and you need to update your software. You know...
I'm also going to post this on the Zen Tiki Lounge Facebook page and just see if anyone's interested. If this doesn't work out, we're going to make sure that wristband gets used
I'm sure
either
he's
way,
not a Trojan horse.
But we thought it would be fun. A Trojan horse?
I'm sure it's not a fishing scheme. This is not a fishing scheme or a Trojan horse.
A worm virus.
He's not a worm virus.
Oh. Cyber Tiki and I never talked, but I love
not a keylogger.
I love the 90s movie Hackers with Angelina Jolie and Ryan Phillippe.
Was it Ryan Phillippe?
Oh, no,
or Christian
no, no,
Slater?
No. It's not Ryan Phillippe.
Christian Slater, right?
No. He's the English actor. Oh my God. Johnny something.
Okay. Johnny John.
Anyway. So send us a note to mail at zentikilounge.com if that interests you in any way. Or if you know me more personally, you're welcome to send a text message. But we could have your wristband. And wristbands are sold out. So there's
Johnny Lee Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller. Thank you very
much.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, IMDb.
Yeah, there was a time and a place for Johnny Lee Miller, and it was college.
You're aging yourself. No.
Well, I finished this drink.
You did. I passed it you to did. The group out there.
I don't feel any different.
Well, did it hit you that fast?
It takes a few. You know it. It doesn't hit you as fast as alcohol.
Actually,
does.
I do have a bit of a tingle.
Do you?
Yeah.
Actually, I lied.
Did you say a tingle or a tinkle?
A tingle.
Don't tinkle.
Yeah. Don't tinkle. If you have a tinkle, you need
If it's causing
you
to tinkle, then I don't think you should drink it.
You need to hit the pause button.
Yeah.
But I don't really play with anything that's like THC CBD combined, you know, because one is for relaxation and one is for intoxication. And
right.
And it's a very low amount.
But I like them combined. I like it being relaxed.
Well, and the CBD kind of mellows the THC some.
Yeah.
And let's remember that THC also has some healing properties. And so many people use it. For example, at the event that we went to, which was on International Women's Day, or the day before International Women's Day, it was an all-female event. Mm. And yes.
Keep going. I just have to add to it afterwards.
Yes. And one of the things in my gift bag that I did not bring for you.
That we're going to use during the Tiki event, both of us.
Is a suppository, a vaginal suppository.
Yeah. We're going to use them for the room party. Yep. We're going to stick them up there and then we're going to serve some drinks.
No,
we absolutely are.
Yes, we are.
It's going to make that...
We're going to put THC vaginal suppositories in our
It was what ABBA would have done.
Why is this even a thing?
Because it's for like menstrual cramps. It's, like they they
it
show
actually
that,
helps with
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it has medicinal qualities.
Have you tried it?
No.
No, that's why we said we're saving them.
Did you just get two of them?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't
we
use
can cut
one.
It
no,
half.
I'm not doing
We can cut it in half if you want to put it up your...
No. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool.
I can't believe that you never heard of that.
No.
You know, as someone with, I have endometriosis, which is less of a problem now because I'm old.
Right.
But I used to have really bad cramps and I would take a heating pad to work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I would like white knuckle it through the day. And if that was something, they didn't have that option when I was younger. And it probably does help.
I would have to take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, which wrecks your stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have to take one every 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Right.
Otherwise, at that 4 hour, if I could just put that thing up me while, you know.
Let's transition to something more.
Are you sure?
Tiki.
Because I think there's listeners that want to hear about
it. I'm sure there are,
They're coconut scented, so it's fine.
We have listeners who are still menstruating.
Yeah.
So.
So we've heard. We don't know.
Yes.
May the 4th weekend is Tiki Caliente.
That was quite a
Palm
switch
Springs.
There.
That was.
And our room party theme is Tiki Chance on Me.
There's vaginal suppositories.
We're taking a chance on our vaginal suppositories.
So we're taking, there's going to be a lot of chances taken at this room party.
It's really a dubious decision for Kehlani and I to take those for the first time right before we serve drinks to hundreds of people.
There's already
not
enough editing I can do for this podcast.
I don't think you need to edit anything.
Let's stay on subject. So, we're doing an ABBA Tiki mashup.
Yes.
And our sponsor is Nine North Rum.
Nine North Rum.
So, this brand has been around since, I believe, just 2020-2021.
Oh, very new.
They've won a couple of awards. They're mostly available here in Southern California, with a few exceptions.
And where are they based out? Southern California, San Diego? Where are they based out of?
Well, one of the gentlemen is in San Diego and one is in L.A.
Okay.
I actually got to speak with, some of them. Just the other day, we did a Zoom and I was just getting to know them a little bit. So I spoke with Brian and Scott. And, you know, they've offered to let us work with their spirits. So that again, is why I was hoping that the spice rum and the other rum that I ordered was going to be here by today so we could be playing with it already. Yeah. So we're going to have to do another podcast just for that. You know, they've done some stuff with the Bamboo Club and with Tiki Oasis and some other names that we all know.
Yeah.
So they're starting to get themselves out there, but there's, I think, there's
I'm sorry. Did you say the Bamboo Club?
Yes.
Do you remember the name Bamboo Club?
Every time I go to Bamboo Club, I have a blackout.
Starshine and I have spent many several hours that we've lost of our lives in the Bamboo Club.
Okay, so they have a white rum.
I'm hoping that the little senator's birthday we can do at the Bamboo Club.
They have a Blanca.
Yes.
Keep talking. We're listening.
They have a spiced rum. Which is based on Asian spices.
Oh, wow.
Rather than the typical
five spice?
Baking spices, I'll tell you. Ooh. So it's a 3-year aged rum with green tea, lemongrass, citrus, ginger, and molasses.
That sounds really good.
Wow.
And again, I was really hoping we'd have it to try today.
Yeah, well, we just have to come back next week.
And then they have an 8-year añejo. That is 8 to 12 year old rums finished in.
I love a good aged rum.
Were they at the rum
sherry casks.
The rum event that Glenn and I went?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, because there was like a lot of rum people there, but I don't remember.
They could have been.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm happy to have them sponsor us. I'm really looking forward to crafting our two drinks with their spirits. They're doing rum right now, and they really just wanted to put a rum on the market that was approachable to folks, but really, like they said with their spice rum, it didn't focus on like the pirate.
Right,
it's a great flavorful infusion.
Right,
And it's not those spices that typically you associate with spice rum.
I think that's nice.
Rum.
Well, your Mai Tai scared me back there.
And an 8-year age, and then they're white, they're Blanca. It's a 4-year white rum, which, you know, an aged white rum is a little harder to find because typically they're literally just like right out of the still.
Right.
With very little
into your mouth.
So we won't even say the B word. Don't say it.
Okay.
So looking forward to working with them and at Tiki Chance on Me in Palm Springs, May 4th weekend. It's going to be a very good time, I'm sure.
I have your pussy.
You do. You're holding him.
How dare you?
Yes.
So we're also going to do that live recording at Le Fern, which is part of the Tiki Caliente weekend.
Is that themed also?
No.
Okay.
No. No, we'll obviously all of the three of us will be there. Plus Rory Snyder will join us, the host event. He'll join us behind the microphone. And then the gentleman from Nine North said they're willing as well. So we'll have them join us.
And Cyber Tiki will meet his true love.
And then potentially Cyber Tiki is going to meet someone. And who knows where what happened. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So I have a new docking station.
We're not.
Sorry. I'm okay.
No, we're not doing what's in Kehlani's bra.
Okay.
Unless you want to do a 2-hour podcast.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, then you could just do a part 2 and then we could release something since we've been leaving our listeners hanging sometimes. So we could just record 2 hours, release the first one.
I mean, there is definitely
an
audience for what's in Kehlani's bra, and we didn't do it last year. So
no, we didn't. We haven't done it since the pandemic.
Has it been that long?
Well, it's COVID restrictions. So
COVID restrictions.
Yes. I think that's why.
My breasts have been protected from COVID.
She has double masks on each nipple. She can't.
Okay, now, Starshine, you said you wanted to chat about something that you and the samurai did. Are you going to get him over here behind the microphone?
I'm here.
samurai.
She's coaxing him right now.
Stuffing samurai.
So you have to ask him the question and get him to talk about it.
I'll use your name that you say is not racist and it's okay to use. Samurai Tiki, can you give us a rundown?
I did.
We can edit that out.
We didn't hear it.
Will you give us a rundown of the Tiki thing we did a couple weeks ago in that boxcar? Can you say what company you did it? And
well, it was a collaboration with Thunderbolt Bar in Filipino Town, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And this is Tiki Mirage. So apparently they bought a box truck at an auction, and it had stuff in it, and they made it into a tiki bar.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How many people did the box truck seat?
About 12, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was 12.
Was there a line?
I'm sorry?
Was there like a long line or a long
reservation? Oh, no, you have to have a reservation.
Reservation,
yeah. And then, so you make a reservation. They don't tell you the location of the truck until like a couple days before. And so
they give you a latitude and longitude coordinates for the truck.
The coordinates.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're there, and so we see all these people looking at their phones, like trying to find this box truck.
And it was literally on the lawn in front of an apartment complex.
It was probably like their uncle's, like, apartment.
Yeah. And so you get into the box truck, and it's really cool on the inside. And they give you 4 drinks in an hour and a half, and then they kick you out of the box truck.
Yep, and bring in the next group.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So when you're sitting there in the box truck, like, is there room? Like, does the bartender have a bar? Like, do they walk down the middle? Like, how does it work?
It's like or they have 2 rows of tables, and you sit on the outside, and they have enough room in the middle where they can push a cart with drinks or snacks.
So they're pre-made or like kind of like an airline situation?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you choose the drinks or they're serving you what they are making that day.
Right.
Do you remember what they served you?
They had a champagne drink to start.
Yeah.
Like a champagne rum drink. And then they had a milk punch.
Oh, I don't like milk punches.
It was good though. It was like very filtered, so it was clear.
It should be, but still.
What else did they have? They had a...
There was a sweet drink. It was...
They had a sorbet also.
They
did have a
sorbet.
They, as a palate cleanser, they had a sorbet.
Like, and so was the amuse-bouche, was it also alcohol? Or it was just sorbet?
It was alcohol sorbet. Yeah. And they gave you snacks. And you had to bring in a token to give to the gods, like to the captain. So you had to bring something and like
what'd
tell
you
a
bring?
Story. Well, we forgot ours at home, so we brought things from the car.
That's awesome.
What was the most interesting thing someone else brought?
Like, and here's my parking voucher.
Some girl knitted a watermelon pot holder just for the event and brought that.
Yeah,
that's
and
fun.
And then one person made up a story about corgis.
Yeah. So what happens if you're supposed to bring some token, but they actually have a basket out front if you forgot something.
They want you to tell
a story. But you have to make up a story of what it means to you.
Right.
So it's very interactive.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun, yeah. The guy, we found out the guy across from me who was a little bit younger went to the same elementary, junior high, and would have gone to the same high school as me, so that was funny. But it looked really cool on the inside. It was surprising because when we drove up, I was like...
And what website or whatever do you go to if you want to book it?
It was through Thunderbolt, but
it's Tiki Mirage.
Tiki Mirage.
I think you could look up Tiki Mirage.
Yeah.
All right, I'll add that to the notes now so I can figure it out and put
really
it in
cool.
there.
And I guess they change the drinks every 6 months.
Oh, okay.
So we should all go again. That would be fun to go. But I wanted you to give an update because you do your best.
Well, and I just have one more question. Like, what does it cost?
It was $80-$85 person.
Yeah.
Tip inclusive or no?
We didn't give a tip, so...
I think it was...
It was inclusive. Yeah. It's
okay.
Not like they...
Or you were cheap.
No!
Or were
cheap. No!
People were not
cheap.
Tipping then? Okay. So when you were... you said they let you know... Like a few days in advance, but like, do they have at least like a general area? Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, so now
it's
in Oakland. Oh my god!
Like, right? Like, so is
it
all within
the initial reservation? It just said.
We may have lost some very important audio there.
We'll have to go back and listen and re-record if we need to.
Like you two ever have to do that. So I will figure out if we lost anything important, and if we did, then we'll just skip right over it. Don't play with my holiday. Don't play with my holiday
stamps. Those
are
so cute. They're so cute. I was admiring them. Don't be mean. They're adorable.
So surprisingly, we're close to the end of the podcast.
Wow. Good.
No, but I just want to say, I did ask.
That's right. Keep talking because I was going to let you smell the SoCal rum.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so keep chatting.
That. So I was going to, in case it didn't get recorded, I did ask, were the cocktails in the little pop-up truck, were they worth it?
And yes, they were very good and they were creative. So I would definitely go back, and I don't know if the editing cut out, but they did say that they changed their drinks every 6 months. So there were people on the box truck that had already been there a couple times.
Oh, that's very interesting. Let me smell one more time.
I think it has such a lovely aroma.
That's a beautiful label on the SoCal.
Now just take a swig of it.
Now we're gonna try it.
And which one was that one you said? That's
this is SoCal rum. They only make a silver.
Oh, it's the silver. Okay.
It does smell good.
Silver. Okay. Oh yeah, you said this was the silver that you keep on your shelf.
Yeah. It was one of those
it
ones
does smell
where
good.
Like, I became aware of them through one of the Tiki friends. And then they were like, yeah, they make this in Southern California. And I tried it.
And it does smell really good.
And I made a drink with it that's on the website like 2 years ago, but now I keep it in the bar.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And for a white, I think it's sippable.
And for our comment, our answer for the glasses, we also do have some Tiki Mug shot glasses. We did not mention shot glasses. But Tiki Mug shot glasses might be the way to go for a tiki must do.
Sure.
Yeah, because they take up less space on their
sippy. Yeah, so, and tiki people do sip little, you know, this is a sipping rum. This isn't a
so
shipping.
This is a silver that has enough flavor that you can actually sip it. And
that's good.
You're like, hey.
Oh, that is so good.
This has some body. It has a good flavor profile.
Oh, my God, that's good.
So the aroma comes off sweet, but the taste has a little bit of that Jamaican funk.
Yeah.
It's got, I almost say it's got like that candy banana, a little bit of that.
Caramely banana-y.
You think caramely?
I'm not getting like
butter. Caramel, I think.
I'm getting the butter, yeah.
Yeah, it has a butteriness to it.
Yeah. Mm.
So SoCal rum. It's got California
on
the label.
That's good.
And it's got waves at the bottom.
It's a gorgeous bottle and label.
I really do like them.
But it's my color scheme I like.
You know, they only they've never actually sponsored one of our room parties or anything, but again, I came across them through the podcast somehow and I can't remember.
So do you remember which cocktail it was 2 years ago that was the recipe?
No, but in the notes on ZTL I'll be able to put that together so that folks can see it. And I will say this, it's not an expensive rum.
Oh my gosh, it's so way better. You know me, I don't usually like anything straight, right?
That's right.
I like it with a little something extra in it.
She definitely likes it curvy. No straight.
Yes. Yay for curvy. Vote curvy.
So it sounds like we're going to have to get together one more time before Tiki Caliente because we have to try some cocktails with Nine North.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, can you believe we used to get together every week?
It's hard to believe. I don't have time
before
for that.
Before the pandemic.
Yeah. No, it was even well before that.
Well,
we went twice a month before the pandemic.
Yeah.
But and then the after pandemic really. We're like once every 6 weeks.
But even go back, when you go back and look, I mean...
Yeah, this is episode 475.
Yeah,
and we have now been around for 18 years.
Wow.
And the longest running Tiki podcast...
In the world.
In the world.
That's right.
Once listened to on all 7 continents.
No one's ever going to beat us. We're going to be like 90 and we'll be like, no one's beating us.
All we have to do is put out like one a year and we can still say we are the longest running... Tiki podcast in the world.
I gotta go chase these youngsters off my lawn.
We'll have to see who the last one standing is and be like, well, I'm the last one here.
Yes, one of us will be.
It's been going on for 80 years.
It won't be me since I'm the oldest of us all.
Cyber Tiki should appreciate this. We hope to be doing this long enough that we'll be drinking rum synthahol.
Right, and recording just by thinking.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
From our houses.
That's right. We won't have to leave our houses.
Right.
Where, what are you doing, Sunshine?
And then we will download our...
She's like, I'm putting a suppository in my...
We will all be saved by THC vaginal suppositories.
World peace was accomplished.
Yes, it will be accomplished.
Just... Nope, I'm not going to say that. Not going to say that. I want to thank everybody...
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
No.
I was going to say something that would be like... I just don't want work to hear me say it.
Okay, well then let's not say that.
Do it.
So I want to, ladies, thank you for being here in the lounge.
Yes, of course.
Thank you for having us and for the lovely, lovely cocktail and the.
We'll be back in about, it sounds like 2 weeks, because we're going to mix with Nine North. And and then I can't wait to meet the guys at Tiki Kalante along with Cyber Tiki and our Tiki Chance on Me room party. We're doing Thursday night for the first time ever. We always do Friday night. We're doing Thursday night.
That's because Sunshine's lame job won't let him have Saturday off.
I have to be at home for May the 4th. It's a big day.
It is.
It's a big day. But I'll be back for Cinco de Mayo in Palm Springs.
It's a big day in my world, too. But I'm going to be there.
Okay. Anywho, go ahead and go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and then say whatever you want in words. We would love that. And until next time,
Mahalo.